May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 277. Now I see, whate'er betide, all is well if Christ be mine. He has promised to provide. May he teach me to resign. Hymn 277.
Thank you. us read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, prophecy of Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. As a sheep before a shearer is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Now please turn to Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 1. 1, first chapter, the Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. Therefore the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgivenesses of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. For he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the first born from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. Ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfil the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labour, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help us to pray. Kind, never merciful and gracious Lord God, it's indeed thy mercy and kindness enables a little company of sinners to come into thy courts the evening of this thy day, the first day of another year. Lord, but we plead with thee to condescend to come and meet with us. Oh, dear Lord, and may we hear thy voice. May we, Lord, be like Mary then, sitting at thy feet and hearing thy word. Dear Lord, sadly, there are those, Lord, that have left and forsaken the ways of God. Lord, and we do earnestly pray for them, that thou wilt affect them. Lord, thou work mightily and graciously in their hearts. Oh, and cause them to return to their Father's house. Dear Lord, what we're thinking is, what thou didst say here on earth, when many left and forsook thee, and thou didst ask, will ye also go away? Lord, may our answer be, as dear Peter's was, Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Lord, it's those words that we desire to hear, even this evening hour. Lord, that there may be something done in thy great and holy name, that thy name might be honoured and glorified here in our midst, and that souls may be confirmed in their faith in Christ Jesus the Lord. They may be confirmed, Lord, and have those sweet tokens for good, those tokens of thy special love. They may have, Lord, that witness, Lord, that their names are found recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Why, Lord, thy word declares and speaks of the names written in heaven in the Lamb's Book of Life. May each of our names, Lord, be found there this evening hour here in thy house, and others that may be listening in. Oh, Lord, we pray thou graciously work, dear Lord, then in sinners' hearts. And again, Lord, those, Lord, that have left and forsaken thy ways, may their names be found written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, and Lord, that they too will be concerned and come, dear Lord, to hear thy word. Oh, that thou art constrained, thou graciously work, Lord, in their hearts. Lord, thou art bless their souls. Give them an aching void that this world cannot fill, so that their heart and souls are on the stretch to find Christ and to know him whom to know is life eternal. Dear Lord, do help us to pray for such. Oh, and pray earnestly, Lord, and give thee no rest until we see these things done and accomplished. Sadly, Lord, one supposes we all have such in our family circles. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou would help us to pray for them, whether they're old or young, whether, Lord, they've been left the house of God 50, 60, or even 70 years or more, Lord, or whether they've left the house of God but for 7 days. Oh, Lord, do bring them back. Do have mercy upon them. Do turn them again. We do beseech thee. We humbly pray. Dear Lord, do then help us. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless us now, here in thy house this evening hour. Oh, to hear thy voice, the voice of love, the voice of mercy, the voice of peace, the voice of pardon, the voice of forgiveness. Dear Lord, do come and do bless our souls. Oh Lord, why, Lord, thy servant Samuel, why he said, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Ah, Lord, that it was told to say. Oh, but Lord, we do pray thou indeed hear such prayer. Lord, we want to hear thy voice. Pray then, dear Lord, that thou be near us. Pray, Lord, thou pardon all our sin and all our iniquities. We cannot make out, Lord, that we haven't got any. We sadly feel the fall, Lord, and the pain, Lord, of our sin affects us. Lord, we mourn before thee. We grieve for grieving thee, for grieving thy Holy Spirit. Lord, we hang our head in shame. We put our mouth in the dust, dear Lord, and we hold our hands up and say, guilty. Lord, we are guilty. Oh, guilty of horrendous sin, enormous sins. But, dear Lord, we come to thee. We come to thee, dear Lord Jesus, because thou hast said, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Dear Lord Jesus, thou didst also say that all manner of sin may be forgiven thee. So, Lord, may we come to thee. Why, Lord, with nothing in our hand, simply to thy cross to cling. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. We do beseech thee. Oh Lord, we pray thou hear us and help us. We need, Lord, that blessed, glorious hiding place. Hide beneath the shadow of thy wings. Oh Lord, we think of what we read, that there was a mercy seat. And there I will meet with thee. A blessed promise. And there I will meet with thee. The Almighty God. Meeting with a poor sinner. Oh, and conveying peace and pardon. Dear Lord Jesus, we think what is written in the word. By thy servant, the prophet Isaiah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Oh, but Lord, it was fixed before with, come and let us reason together. Oh, Lord, we do pray thou help us come confessing all our sin and guilt before thee. Oh, with that true spirit of repentance, that broken heart, and that contrite spirit. Dear Lord, do grant it, we pray. Pray, dear Lord, that thou art then help us. We come, dear Lord, then, to hear the word of life, the word of eternal life. We pray, dear Lord, we may not be sent home disappointed. There may be, Lord, that which shall redound to thy praise and thy glory. We pray, Lord, that thou art blessed seeking souls. Remember them, Lord, for good. Oh, we pray that they may prove that their seeking will be finding. Lord, thou hast promised, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Oh, we pray then, dear Lord, that thou reveal thyself to thy people in their need, in their poverty, in their distress, in their anxiety, in their concern over their never-dying soul, that which will live throughout in eternity. We pray, dear Lord, that thou hear our prayer. Do graciously help, do mercifully undertake for us each and all. Why, thy servant Ezekiah said, O Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me. Thou knowest, Lord, if such words ring in any poor soul's heart, here this night, undertake for me. Why, mine's an urgent pressing case, and I can no denial take whilst I plead for Jesus' sake. Hear then our prayers. Remember, Lord, this cause of troth, and do bless them together, and do bind them together. Pray, dear Lord, thou bless them, bless their souls with sweet tokens for God. Pray, dear Lord, thou continue to work graciously and mightily in their midst. And oh, that there may be those then that shall be wrought upon, that shall be willing to come and declare what thou hast done for their soul. Dear Lord, we do pray that thou would open their mouth wide, Lord, and that thou wilt bless them with a door of utterance to declare, oh Lord, to say that I believe in the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ as my Saviour and my Redeemer and my all and in all. My Lord, do then graciously work. We pray, Lord, that thou remember our friends here that hold office, undertake for them and help them in their cares, burdens, responsibilities. And there with our dear friend, Lord, in his path of bereavement, comfort, Lord, his heart, bless his soul, be near him, be round about him, uphold him, strengthen him, support him. May he feel that underneath are those everlasting arms. May he feel that he's not alone. Lord, do be near. And be with his dear family also. Help them each, Lord. Help them, support them, and undertake for them. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, that they do not mourn as those that mourn without hope. Pray, Lord, that thou remember others. Others, Lord, that also have stood around a grave in the year that has passed. Lord, we pray thou remember them. And pray, dear Lord, thou bless. Pray, O Lord, that thou be with those, Lord, that are drawing near to the end of life's journey. As we think of various ones, Lord, we pray for them. But Lord, we also need to pray for ourselves. In the language of the hymn writer, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. My spirit must the work performed is all of grace. In Christ's obedience clothed, washed with his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Hear then our prayers. Do undertake for us, Lord. Oh, fit and prepare us. Make us right. Keep us right. Watch over us. We do pray. Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask thee to remember us, Lord, as we meet at the close of the present service. You poor sinners will meet, Lord, around thy table to do us bidden in remembrance of thee. Oh, dear Lord, do grant us thy help, the aid of thy Spirit, a blessing of God that makes rich. May we feel that Jesus is with us in the place. Oh, and that, Lord, we may have our hearts softened by a sense of thy love and thy mercy, that thou didst condescend to come to this earth and to pay the price of redemption of our souls. Lord, and there may be those that will remain behind and witness. We pray, dear Lord, thy blessing to rest upon them. We pray, dear Lord, that may be something for their soul also. Lord, there is something for them, and that is that Christ Jesus died for sinners. And this ordinance indeed is for sinners. It's not for saints. Lord, if it were, none of us would be worthy. Lord, it's for sinners. Pray then, help us. Be with us then now. Lord, as we thank thee for all the mercies we have and receive and enjoy, day by day and hour by hour. Hear prayer for all in trials, troubles and difficulties. Make a way, Lord, for them. Dear Lord, do abundantly bless. Help us, Lord, to look up unto thee. Thou hast bidden us look up unto the hills I will look up unto the hills, and whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Oh, that we may then be found looking unto Jesus. Lord, we pray that help us that to do right now. Lord, as we turn once again to thy word, oh, that we may look up. We pray, dear Lord, that thou would open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing this night, so there may be a portion for seven and also for eight, so that none go away empty. Dear Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. Help us, bless us, and be with us. Be near us now. Dear Lord, do come. Pray, Lord, thy help. Fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips, and let life call from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Hymn 1071. Happy soul that free from harms rests within his shepherd's arms, who his quiet shall molest, who shall violate his rest. Hymn 1071.
in dependence upon the Lord, for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention this evening to Paul's Epistle of the Colossians, chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, and I'll read verse 20, 21 and 2. Colossians 1, 20 and the 2 following, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Colossians 1:20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. When I finished this morning, I can honestly say I did not think I'd got a text. And this afternoon I was looking at another word in the book of Exodus. But after tea, I went into the other room, and something I looked up in a hymn, which we'll be singing at the ordinance shortly, these words seemed to impress upon my mind suddenly, and have been made peace through the blood of his cross. And having read them, I have to venture with them. Oh, we are so dependent upon the Lord for all needed help. Lord, you know, you often or almost always hear me pray that one might have his mouth opened, his lips touched with a live coal. Well, I can tell you that's not vain repetition. It's ere one feels before the Lord we need the Lord's help. We need the Lord's help tonight with his word. The epistle to the Colossians is very similar in many respects to Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. But the one epistle speaks of the Ephesians, of Christ being the head of the church. Or rather, the body of Christ, and Colossians, the head of the church. And so it is. But here there's this, that the fullness that should be found in Christ Jesus the Lord, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. And then this 21st verse, and you made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind. What a mercy if this is said of you by the Holy Spirit of God. And you, why, those things that we were trying to set forth this morning, yes, of those that, yes, sadly, God's children, backsliding, going after the beggarly elements of this poor, perishing, dying world. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind. Because when you and I are going after those things, we're not walking in unity with the Lord, are we? What a mercy, though, if it should be that having made peace through the blood of his cross, for him to reconcile. You know, I thought of this. I thought I was going to mention it this morning, but I didn't, but I will now. And I did mention that I preached about backsliding back in June last year when I came. And the text then was Jeremiah 31, and it was verse 18. I've surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus. But you know, further down there's this on how the Lord mercifully heard Ephraim bemoaning himself, chastising himself. The Lord chastised him. And the Lord does chastise. He does indeed. I well know it. Oh, friends, and the Lord chastises for sin, for disobedience, for walking contrary with him. He has said, and if you walk contrary with me, I'll walk contrary to you. But you say, when a sinner is wrought upon, when a sinner is found under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. Yes. Why, you know, there's this repentance. There's this godly sorrow given. There is this confession of our sin. There's this loathing of ourselves. As you read here in Ezekiel's prophecy and in the 36th chapter, it reads, and ye shall remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight. Ah, friends, dear soul, do you and I know what it is to loathe ourselves in our own sight? You know, the publican did. He did indeed. And if that's been your cry, then dear soul, there's hope that you and I loathe ourselves also. But you say, dear Ephraim here, it's Ephraim, God's people. Yes, and why he speaks like this, the Lord speaks eventually. Why Ephraim says, surely after that I was turned, I repented. After that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Then the Lord speaks. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? Listen. For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. My bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. You know, let's go back again to the prodigal. Why, when that father saw that son come back, his bowels were upon him. He was troubled for him. Ah, yes. And dear soul, and when the Lord sees you and I, humble in the dust, bowing down before him, pleading for mercy, pleading for peace, pleading for pardon. Oh, yes, confessing all our sin and wretchedness. Ah, then this, oh, the Lord mercifully hears and answers. And having made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things and you that were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh. Yet now hath he reconciled. Let's go back here to Isaiah 53. Surely hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet would esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Listen. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. He is wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Oh, yes. The chastisement of our peace. What does this text say? And having made peace through the blood of his cross. Having made peace through the blood of his cross. Yes. The blood of Christ divinely flows, a healing balm for all our woes. Yes, he was wounded for our transgressions. Have you and I, have we ever been, yes, sweetly, graciously, blessedly led of the Holy Spirit. Yes, again to come up to the house of God like dear Simeon did. Yeah. Led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Oh, friends, yes, and yes, sometimes, you know, we come up to the house of God with a gracious expectancy, hoping. Why? We've been praying. We're praying for the Lord's help. We're praying that the Lord's servant might speak, be the instrument to speak to our soul, that there may be the word of his grace, oh, that shall abide upon us. We prayed that the Lord might help his servant and that indeed there might be help received by ourselves in the pew. And Simeon came up to the temple. It's all another time. We may come up. We come up prayerfully. It may be, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It may be, Lord, help me. Yes, it may be, shall we say, one of those poor, feeble prayers. But dear soul, you know, it is, can I put it like this, it's these poor, feeble prayers that enter into the ears of the Lord God of Sabaoth. It is indeed. It's these prayers. Yes. You know that prayer of the dear woman. Oh, Lord, help me. Why? You see, it entered into the ears of the Lord Jesus, didn't it? And it entered right into his heart. Oh, and his heart, he attended unto her need. And sinner, and he's still the same. and he's still the same. Those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. He was wounded for our transgressions. Oh, being led then by the Spirit, maybe to the house of God, maybe in your home, maybe in your workplace. I don't know what all of you do, but maybe, Lord, some of you, dear souls, in your workplace, wherever it might be, out in the fields, on the tractor. But, you know, you can listen there. Oh, and you think and you meditate upon the glorious works of salvation. And you think of this chapter, Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Was he wounded for my transgressions? Was he bruised for my iniquities? Was the chastisement of my peace upon him? With his stripes am I healed? Oh, friend, you know, and sometimes the Lord may indeed favour your soul. Friends, don't cast yourself off because you haven't had what some others have had, what you've heard them speak about as a blessed revelation of Jesus. These things are sometimes few and far between. Remember that it was only Peter, James and John that went into the Garden of Gethsemane. But he loved all the others just the same. And dear son, he loves you just the same. He hasn't forgotten. Oh, but yes, we see it here sometimes as this revelation of Jesus. With his stripes we are healed. We read, don't we, in the Gospels of the sufferings of the Lord Jesus. And how he was stricken, smitten, yes, by the soldiers with that whip. Those lacerations that were found upon his back. It was so cruel. So cruel. Cruel to the God-man. The one that had done nothing wrong. But the one who was bearing the punishment for the sins of his people. That's what it was. That's what it amounts to. The punishment of the sins of his people. Sin has to be punished. And dear soul, and to be your blessing and mine to know that our sin was all laid upon the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Because if it wasn't, we're found in a most solemn place, are we not? Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is all and yes, those stripes then that were laid upon the Lord Jesus. By with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. I hope I'm not deceived. I often fear it. I often question things about it was many years ago now, in listening to the preach word. And I suppose the subject was something like this tonight on I hope that was shown to me the sufferings of Jesus, these stripes upon his back. You know, it's there with dear Moses. The Lord would put him in a cleft of the rock, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Sinner, have you seen the back parts of a suffering Saviour? Ah, seen this, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Ah, yes, this whole, he paid the price. This thought just comes to mind. I hadn't thought of it, but there's a piece in the present magazine, the Gospel Standard for January. There's a piece there written by James Stevens. And he died in 1980. And as I knew him, I was very interested to read what it said. Oh, friends, and how he spoke there of being taken into the judgment hall, into the court, I think he called it. And all his sin and all his guilt and transgressions, all the charges were read out. And he was there having to say guilty. Guilty to everyone. When at last he spoke of how the dear Lord appeared. The Lord Jesus. Oh, and he spoke about his sufferings. I believe my memory's correct. I know it's bad, but I believe it was he spoke about, he showed forth his hands. Oh, his pierced hands. Oh, and thus he was acquitted. Thus he was acquitted. Dear Saul, and you and I will only be acquitted in the same way. He died. He, Jesus. He died. In our place, room instead. The just for the unjust. Dear soul, if you and I get a touch of this, you know what we'll say? Why me? Why me? Oh, blessed God, why such a wretched I? Must we lie in hell, but not salvation free? Yes, it is how he died for the ungodly. He died for the ungodly. He died for those rebels. He died for those backsliders. Yes, and as the Apostle Paul says to us here in Corinthians chapter 6, the first Corinthians chapter 6, why he gives here a list of the wicked. Let me just read it. They be not deceived. These are these that cannot enter into heaven. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortors shall inherit the kingdom of God. Then he says this, and such were some of you. And such were some of you. But ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Yes, and hear, and having made peace through the blood of his cross. No, it was a wonderful thing back in 1945 when the peace document was signed in Berlin. It is all. Yes, that brought peace amongst the nations of the earth. But there's all this brings peace between sinners that are alienated and enemies in their mind by wicked works, yet now are they reconciled. By what does the dear hymn writer say? No doubt you're quoting it already. A peace by his cross as Jesus made the church's everlasting head, o'er hell and sin as victory won, and with a shout to glory gone. Yes, it is all. And with a shout to glory gone. Oh, it is all. The Lord Jesus wrought out peace. In the body of his flesh through death, dear all, and this was all done to present you and I. I hope it'll be so with each and every one of us. I cannot bear that piercing thought, what if your name and mine should be left out when he calls for us to part from time into eternity? Yes, it is all, in the body of his flesh to present you holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. See, a sinner comes, vile and base, poor dependent of his grace. But you know, he comes like this, unreprovable, yes, unblameable, washed, cleansed in the precious blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. The Saviour died on Calvary's cross, and he died for sinners. He died for sensible sinners. He died for poor, fallen man, for those that feel the weight and the burden of their sin, and those that long to be with him, to be with Christ, which is far better. You know, you read those lovely words here in the revelation of the redeemed of the Lord. Oh, and yes, and yes, all, and you and I not want to be found there at last. Why, and one of the elders, yes, answered and saying unto me, what are these, whence, which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. He said unto me, these are they which came through great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes, it's hard to be able to say, I'm clean, just God, I'm clean, in and through the merits of thy dear Son. No other way, it is, oh. No other way, but in and through the merits of his dear Son. Right, and they, therefore, are they before the throne of God. They serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sit on the throne shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more, nor thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. It shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. You know, that word in Malachi comes again. And they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. You that were sometime alienated, and you that were sometime alienated, and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he reconciled, brought peace and reconciliation between divine, holy, offended majesty and you and I, poor, guilty sinners. Oh, the amazing work of God's grace, the amazing work of our blessed Saviour, our glorious Redeemer. See, there can be no peace. There's no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. And our dear Lord Jesus Christ, why, the dear prophet speaks here, of how that as the Lamb, he was oppressed, he was afflicted, he opened not his mouth, he brought as a lamb to the slaughter. A sheep before us is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Yes, he is all. And you read this. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. His soul was made an offering for sin. And he didn't have any himself. He didn't have any himself. But blessed be his glorious name. He took our sin and he suffered, he died. Thus he paid the price, the redemption of the souls of his people with his own heart's blood. His blood was shed there on Calvary's cross. Oh, amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Yes, oh, and why, yes, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper his hand. It reads here, you know, it's a lovely verse, really. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. What did we read there a moment ago in Jeremiah about Ephraim? Is Ephraim, my dear son, is a pleasant child? But since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. And ere the Lord forgave him of all his sin, he shall see at the trial of his soul. Ah, yes, dear soul, sin. Yes, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Oh, dear soul, and your sin and mine. Oh, may it be that the dear Lord Jesus has paid the price for the redemption of your soul and mine with his own blood on Calvary's tree. Again, the just dying for the unjust. Why, the apostle again, he writes to us here in Romans, does he not? Here in chapter 8, I think it, 5 it is. Yes, much more being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Oh, what a mercy. Reconciled. You know, we've just passed this Christmas season, haven't we? And what is it we perhaps been singing? This well-known hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Reconciled because of the shed blood of Jesus. The just dies for the unjust. Oh, I wish I could get into this text. But, you know, here, why, what did Paul write to us here in his letter then to the Ephesians? Here it is. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now be reconciled. What does he say? And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, when in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Yes, but it goes on. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Yes, dear soul, the dear Lord Jesus, and having made peace, through the blood of his cross. Yes, the blood of Christ divinely flows a healing balm for all. Let's close. Let's close with what dear Peter said here in his epistle. For as much as ye know, ye are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. You know, that's very important, isn't it? Very, very important. A lamb without blemish and without spot. The sweet Lamb of God comes forth to be slain. What did John say? the Baptist. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And let us go back again to the book of Exodus. Children of Israel out of Egypt. Now. Yeah. Prior to coming out of Egypt, they were to take a lamb. What was that lamb? Lamb of the first year. And it was to be a lamb without spot and without blemish, which all shows and points to the perfection that's found in our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ alone. As Peter says, without spot and without blemish. And this lamb in the Old Testament was offered. This it was a sacrifice that was made. The lamb. Holy, harmless Lamb of God. He came forth to be slain. He came forth, yes, to bring peace and reconciliation through his shed blood. Yet now he reconciled. And you that was sometime alienated in his mind, in your mind, yet now hath he reconciled. May some poor soul go home with this in their heart tonight, that even though they feel to be the worst of the worst, but the soul that came into the chapel crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Yes. You know, that publican came in like this. And he went out like this. You are the reconciled. Yes. Yet now the reconciled in the body of his flesh through death present you holy, unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Yes, the trial of his soul satisfied. Ah, yes. And did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the sky, stoop down to wretched nest and dust, that guilty worms might rise? Yes. The Redeemer left his throne, his radiant throne on high, surprising mercy, love unknown, to suffer, bleed, and die for sinners. Well, they've been some rambling remarks, but we leave all that with the Lord. And may he be pleased to bless it. In his name shall have all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
God willing, there will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Field. Mr. Graham Hadley will preach on Friday evening and Mr. Gilbert Hyde next Lord's Day. And our friends at St. Ives hold a New Year prayer meeting on Wednesday at 7:15. Let us close with hymn 704. Lord, we lie before thy feet. Look on all our deep distress. Thy rich mercy may we meet. Clothe us with thy righteousness. Stretch forth thy almighty hand. Hold us up and we shall stand. Hymn 704.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, we do pray thou wilt bless thy word. Lord, it may have been spoken, has been spoken in weakness. Lord, and it's been rambling, but Lord, thou art able to bless it. We leave it with thee. Pray, meet with us now around this thy table in remembrance of thee. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each now and always. Amen.